This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Isso aí, só derritei, babá! Era o culo, vamos conter, era o fogo, vale, ele me chue.
Olha, Willy!
Ele pau, chefe, ele tola na bantuada.
Soda, anana, as professoras, preço que é pior.
Seu knife, botando vai cada.
Botando vai força.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spetu Chester, yeah, Spetu Chester, yeah, 061-987-000, usifonele, uringe no Chester. So I was saying earlier on, when I was putting through the phone call, before I put through the phone call, I was thinking about it, like, yo. So how do I address him as? Do I call and do I say Bab Dlamini? But I don't know him as a Bab Dlamini. I know him as Uchester. So I had a bit of like a little conundrum. So do you still go around and people say Uchester mostly?
Yeah, I want to back to Alabashujan.
Yeah.
The old youth.
Yeah.
Those people of those times, I want. Mm-hmm. They still call me Chester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did the journey begin? And welcome to Power Talk.
Oh, thanks, man. Hello, everyone. Yeah, it started way back. Mm-hmm. In Durban, actually.
Yeah.
My journey as an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. It started way back. I was in Durban where there was a time when Bonginingem was recruiting Sarafina.
Mm-hmm.
Cast, and then I happened to be somewhere, and I heard about it, and then I had to join that party, after party for recruitment here, Kenya Sarafina, and I went there to dance, actually just to charm the girls.
Yeah.
I went there to charm Aboleleti, Nabosmonis, Nabokipizani, all the guys, because I heard good Ila. We are more pumikasi, outsiders. You always follow the girls, you know?
Yeah.
And then I went there and then to dance, and then I happened to chamumbonge. Yes, yes.
As I'm with chamulilit.
Got chaminchebe. So Mbonge was standing there and he said, "Hey boy, you are good. You are a good dancer. So why don't you join me? We'll go to Joburg and we'll go to Broadway."
Yeah.
Broadway. Where is Broadway? New York. Yeah, so tired, this guy.
And when you come in New York, from TV.
Yeah, TV.
Yeah.
Even then, I'm not even interested in New York because I don't think I'll ever end in New York. Mm-hmm. Mina, you know, mm-hmm. from Ikasi. Okay, I gave you address Mbong and go to where I stay and stuff like that. And then this guy came late afternoon and I ran away.
Mbongen?
Yeah, I ran away from
Why?
Mbongen. Ay, man, ish. I blew up. Man, come on.
I need to win a woman to a humble chive.
Yeah, but now, man, so funny. Get chosen and go to Joburg and leave my cars.
Yeah.
I ran away.
Okay.
And then these guys, they pointed to us. Hey, this guy, he was there knocking at the door.
Yeah.
I'm with my mom and dad. Yeah, I'm looking for this boy.
Mm.
Ish. My mom was like, "Oh my God, my prayers are answered. Take him, please. Take this boy with you." Yeah, come on, man. I was a shoplifter, man.
Really?
As a young boy, yes. I was a shoplifter. Actually, When I met Mbongena, I just came out of jail.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you actually had experience of jail?
Not real experience, because it was just a trial of 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents, they were sick and tired of this naughty boy. Actually, that's why my mom said, all my prayers are answered when Mbongena came in to pick me up.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was thinking, well, this guy is going to take me away and I won't be able to do my job.
Yeah. And your job being shoplifter.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so then you end up, you eventually go to New York.
Well, finally Mbongeni took me and then we came to Joburg, and then Mbongeni said to me, son, just dance, just do those dances we're doing there. And then we'll cut and join it for Sarafina dance, first opening dance.
Then
he taught me how to create this dance. And I started creating Spansula to a choreography. As you see with Sarafina, there's an opening dance with Sarafina where we're dancing there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then that's what became. And then I said, oh my God, can't I could do such? And then all of a sudden this guy just said, cut your hair in one piece, mohawk. Hey, my character changed totally. I became a name crocodile.
Crocodile.
Hey, man, I couldn't wear a suit with this thing. Like, yeah. I was bored. But look. My life changed totally from there to Joburg and then to Broadway.
So what's that experience like? So now I'm out to be shoplift.
Yeah.
Now I'm out to be Danyan.
Yes.
And this same guy is now traveling to Broadway. He's part of this hit on theater.
Yes.
And it is in Broadway.
My brother. And then actually the billboards. They have my head at Times Square. If you know New York, people, they know New York.
Mm-hmm.
There's Times Square. And there's a billboard with my head of mohawk.
Yeah.
It dances like a warrior. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crocodile dances like a warrior. But for me, it took time for me to realize, I'm on Broadway, and which is a dream of each and every American in Hollywood to be.
Yeah.
My man.
And when a year you come into an alley,
Ekasi. Yeah, kichimisa ngekoni. And all of a sudden now, you have to, everyone. I had to learn how to sign an autograph, my man.
Mm.
Because when people ask autograph, like, damn, what's that? But when he has to teach us to sign an autograph. And then, okay, you have to say to who, and then as little message, God bless you, wish you all the best from... Tumsani Lamin.
Yeah. Did you have to include the AKA Crocodile there?
Of course. No. Yeah. Crocodile, of course.
Crocodile was there. So now you are in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you stay there for? Because eventually then you open up a dance studio.
When we were in New York, we were there for only, if I remember very well, we were there for a year to do Sarafina on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Lincoln Center. And then it moved to Broadway. And then we were taught that to be 1.5 years, and we were fully booked, and then it became 2 years, and then it ended up being 3 years.
Mm.
And then we started complaining that we want to go home and see our parents. Understand? But now, I only realize now that we're on exile.
Sure.
Because it was 1980-something.
Mm.
83, 84.
Mm. Why do you?
Why I say that? Because we were taught that you can't go back home.
Mm.
Because the show must go on. I had to lose my mom. I lost my mom on that time. I couldn't go home to bury my mother.
You couldn't go to the funeral?
Yes. And then I only realized now. Saying mdala manje, I can see which isn't we were taught because we were kids.
But how do you then feel? Because this is the person who said, my prayers have been answered.
Mm-hmm.
There you are overseas. Mm-hmm. Sarafina is doing very well. It keeps on being extended and extended and extended. And then you lose the person who has actually paved the way for you to be there and encouraged you to go. How
lose
did that
their,
make you
lose
feel?
Their
and
mother,
then you lose your mom, yeah.
The mother, you understand? And we were very close with my mom. And I have no words to say, my man, because I had to look at the funeral through the video. If you remember the cassettes, video cassettes for the extended dad. I had
VCR,
to watch.
Was it VCR?
Yes. Yeah. I had to watch that on TV. And there were times where we couldn't perform because there was a song that we were singing in Sarafina, Mama, 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 Way, Mama, Way. If you remember, in Sarafina, there was a song that it talks about those times of depression, about her mother, a mother song.
Yeah,
we couldn't sing that song.
Is that the one in the movie which is sung by Uma Mire Mageb? Is that the one?
I think that's the one. Yeah. Yes, that's the song. We couldn't sing that song. It took time for us to heal, especially because we were a group. We were like one family.
Mm.
You understand? But the time when we heard my mom passed away, it was, my man. Yeah, well, it was hard. We went through a lot of hard times. Some of us, we lost our parents while we were there. Some of us, our friends, and you know, it was hard. We were really in exile.
Yeah.
We were really soldiers, actually, because we are representing the country and we're talking about the things that are happening in South Africa.
0861-987-000. We're in conversation with Dumisani Dlamini, stalwart in the acting space that is both on TV and in theater as well. You've heard him there speak about Crocodile. You also know Crocodile, indeed. You also know Chester from Yizo Yizo. And then there is the character on Isibaya. And a tweet here from Pablo who says that Eldrin Kanti Umpotla can really speak so fluently because at Isibaya, he can't even pronounce Java. He says it's Jiva. Big up to that man. He's really a good actor.
No, look, as an actor, my man, I believe that as an actor, you just like a soccer player, you need to strike goals. You need to make sure that you're striking goals. As an actor, I change my lines and make them my lines to belong to people, just to make people have that kind of a feel. Damn, I this guy. You understand?
Yeah.
We are not all the same.
Yeah.
Okay, some actors, I can't talk for them. Some actors, they just go through the lines and read it the way it is. I mean, I change my lines.
You change your lines.
I put my own lines.
Okay, let's go to Mpo. Good morning.
Good morning, Edwin. How are you?
It's up, sir, Mpo.
Okay, boy.
It's a boy.
What's in the boy?
Hey, Shabu said to Mando.
Mpo.
Mpo. Mpo.
What's in the boy?
Are you in Namibia? Where are you?
No, I'm around. I came back. I came back yesterday.
Yes, my brother.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just want to say, boy, I'm very, very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you came back in the 90s, boy, you were on fire. And you have been consistent throughout the years. And even through your acting, boy, you still have the stamina and the aura.
Yeah.
Keep it up, my brother. Keep it up, boy.
Bless you, man.
Siyabonga. And speaking about the 90s, then comes Yizo Yizo.
Hey.
And guys, every single person who was allowed to watch Yizo Yizo, because there was another hurdle. You needed to be allowed to watch Yizo Yizo because it was seen as so controversial and it really forced the country to have difficult and tough conversations. Tell us about your time at Yizo Yizo.
Yeah, well, Yizo Yizo, my brother, of course. Actually, that time I was from LA, Los Angeles, coming back home. And then I got a call from Angus that we hear that you Dumisani Dlamini and you are lookalike of Innocent Msibi. We're looking for someone who can play Chester in Yizo Yizo.
Yeah.
Already I was signing autographs because people, they thought maybe I'm innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have to say, when that shift happened, I couldn't even pick up that there's a new person.
My brother.
And Marabeng Sase into an
amazing. So, well, I came to Joburg, and then they told me, okay, Sharp, we're looking for someone who can be Upapa Ekshin. Do you know anyone? And I said, no, hey, man, I have my dog riding Bonkos Lamin. And then we went looking for Bonkos, and we found him at Tando. Etando Lapeyoville.
Yeah.
He was there, boy, a piece of Farama, Ama, and said a piece, a rhyme. We found him there, and then Angus said, no, this guy looks like Ulomfanalo. Right now he's in Lokuzan, he's in Generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we went on. mm-hmm. started. And then Bonkosi was busy rhyming this song, Teenagers, yeah, Teenagers. And said, Tumsane, why don't you join me and then we do this thing together? I said, no, I'm not interested in music, my man.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Hey, this boy, we couldn't hold him. Hey, the guy is gone. Hey, music. Hey, Bonkosi. And then we did Izo Izo up until the time where we had the difficulty of doing that scene, rape in prison.
Tell us about that. because it was difficult to watch with family members, number one.
Uh-huh.
And it got the country talking. So when the producers approached you and said that, listen, this is what we want to do, and the writer said that this is what we want to do,
mm-hmm.
what went through your mind?
Of course, as an actor, there are scenes that you have to do, like kissing. If mm-hmm. you're married, kissing another woman,
mm-hmm.
you have to notify your wife.
Mm-hmm.
In a scene of rape, I have to talk to my family, my mm-hmm. wife and my kids, and tell them, look, this is what's going to happen, so make sure the kids they don't see that. Mm. But yeah, rape scene, it became a big.
Why didn't you want them to see it?
No, because kids, of course. That's why you have a notifier on TV, that parent guidance.
Mm. What was it easy for you to just
do that scene?
Yeah,
it wasn't easy. But it wasn't easy though. It was acting, but it wasn't easy.
Why?
I'm a man. Being a man as I am a man, strong man,
mm-hmm.
and believe that I'm a man. I couldn't take it. Spiritually, I couldn't take it. Another man get on top of me in my back.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes sense to you
yeah.
as a man, and having another man rubbing you. You understand? Mm-hmm. Even you are an actor,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of hard, except if maybe it's a woman.
Mm.
So that was the reason I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
But I had to do it just to teach the people.
Yeah. So and then eventually when you did it, what went through your mind during the shooting of the scene, during the cuts and the retakes?
Even the guy that was portraying that character, he didn't like it. He didn't like it. Like there's many movies, my man, where you see a man is being raped in prison. It's not a good picture. Hence, it became a biggest problem where we have to can out Izo Izo, and there was a debate in parliament.
Mm.
And then women, they ask one question. Why now when the man is raped, now it becomes a biggest thing? So I believe I'm a hero by portraying that character. I believe I'm a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Because by doing so and then having everyone to talk about it in parliament, that means I did something very good.
Yeah.
And then even in criminals, they've learned a lesson.
Yeah.
That even those young kids who were doing wrong, they've learned a lesson. There's no hero in crime.
Yeah. Okay, after this, 0619870000, we'll be taking your calls. You can also tweet at Aldrin St. Pierre, hashtag Power Talk. And I see that a lot of people want to ask about your daughter, Doja Cat. We'll speak about that just after this.
Tweet Aldrin at Aldrin St. Pierre.
Yep, and we are in conversation with Tumsane Dlamini. You know him as number one, would be Chester, Crocodile. Some people know him from Isibaya. Some people know him from Mubango. Some people know him from Uzalo as well. But before we get to those new programs, quickly, your daughter, Doja Cat.
Uzandile Dlamini.
Engathuka.
Yeah.
Engathuka mangibona ngathi intokazile kanti uzandile Dlamini.
Yes. And there was a long debate on Twitter,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Americans now they're calling our names. Why? Hey, all of a sudden somebody came in and said, "Look, ingane ka Dumisan Dlamini." And then, you know what, my man? We need to know who we are and we need to put a stamp wherever we walk.
Mm-hmm. How did that make you feel seeing what was happening to her and how she was being othered, because she became the other black person in America? She wasn't just a black person in America. She was identified as the other.
Yeah, well, it was corrected. I'm glad good people, South Africans, they throw bombs and weapons into people who are talking about that.
Did
and then South Africa, they're claiming her.
Yeah.
to be a South African. And I'm very happy, my man.
Did you speak to her during that period?
Well, of course, we talked through Lokuzana, WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we communicate, and she's fine, and she's proudly, and she'll be looking to come home soon, just to do a show and then come to Motherland.
Uzobu performane?
I've been looking for one artist, a biggest artist around who can collaborate with her when she comes here. But now people, you know, I can't just approach. They need to approach me.
Okay, right. Big artist, if you're listening, Ubabaga Toja Ketu, you are available.
Yeah, anyway.
Let's just quickly go to the lines. Lebu in Tembisa, good morning.
Hey, Brandon.
Good.
Hey, Crocodile.
My brother.
That name is a very much important name, Crocodile. Crocodile is a brave animal. You can see, Papa, that crocodile. I don't know about that. He fight for what he's fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
You are not a defender. When I see you on Sarafina, you see this movie. Look at how brave this man. But yeah, life in a rape here during our days in this country. When you watch this movie, make sure you listen to each and every word that comes from Sarafina and Crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see how those people, they know what they are doing.
Thanks, my brother.
Thank you so much, Lebo. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
Yes, good, yes. I just want to comment about the lesson I got about Chester at the time ago, Yizo, where he was raped, right?
Mm.
You know, as a young boy that time, Sagali Yizo, we used to, like, in the TV, the stand with his body, so until that happened, that's when now I started to say, ha, is this happening in the jail? And then that time I was with my mom, you know.
Mm.
I said, yeah, man, kang and Jenny Zobagaso. From that time, my brother, I don't feel I don't do anything because of that part.
My work is good.
Thank
my
you
man.
So much,
thank
Patrick.
You very much.
Let's just quickly go to Donovan before we wrap up. Donovan, good morning.
Hey, hello, my brother. How are you?
Sure, Shami.
Yeah, my brother. I go back to listen to the love. I'm my brother. After Yizo, my brother. That's why I'm starting to put the key. But my brother, he gets a young girl. My brother. That's true. Number one.
Okay, thanks, Donovan, brother. Thank you.
Sure.
So let's just quickly wrap up. And wrapping up, taking into consideration what happened, you had a period of a lull where you were not acting, and then all of a sudden Uzalo then happens.
Yeah, no, not Uzalo. Isbaya happened.
It was Isbaya first?
Yeah, okay. Isbaya, and then after Isbaya, Mbango, and then Uzalo.
Mm.
And you know, God does miracles. If you believe in God, God will always deliver in time. You know,
did you
being
ever
in three, there are so many actors.
Yeah.
They can be chosen.
Yeah.
So God is great, my man. So I believe that, and I take that as a challenge. If there's nothing coming, and I just wait for my time.
Who do you
come.
Attribute that to? Who do you say, Wuti? These are the people that I want to thank for my success.
Hey, there are so many people, my man. I thank South Africans. I thank Mbonginigema. I thank Duman Lovu. I thank Zodwa Zuma in Durban. I thank my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I thank my dad. I thank my family.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the people who are close to me.
Yeah.
I thank my kid. I thank, look at Doja Cat. Doja Cat is raising the flag up there.
Yeah.
And then many people are coming back to just to praise.
Yeah.
I thank God the most.
You thank God the most. Quickly tell us about your business, because you have a business as well.
Yes. Right now, I've opened up the shop here in Barra, next to Barra Mall, next to Shell Garage. I'm in Colognes. I believe people there.
So,
I'm off Nugnugamnand, my man. Yeah. I am there.
And then, in 16, say Peshini.
Yeah, I Peshini. I'm a birthday.
Yeah.
Because people, they need to celebrate the birthday with me. Kamaseko la editing Katlehong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there. I have many artists. No Chobu, Lalakam Nandi. I have Umshoza. I have
Umshoza?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Vintage, my man. Vintage, quite of course. And
damn
then I'll
it.
Be rhyming there. Udala skitchi masiboni finish line. On tamen kunu bes komba gama 9. Agu pamanzi tia kesi emilweni. Ema kade ni tati kave mzabala sweni. Ama kawe si ibiza ama comrade. Batsing ama kefa our voices will fade. Kumbula june 16 ya gengen kade se wapola. Tin 94 inkulu lego sa itola. Batsa klupeka spambike jaskombi mali. Ne itzis figelewa kalabazali. But yeah, my man.
Yeah.
Talent is there. Watch out.
Baba ga Doja Cat, you know. Baba ga Doja Cat. Thank you guys
Thank you so much, man.
For being part of the program,
man.
And all the best. Well done. Well done.
Thank you, my man.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.